WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Yes, it is time to say goodbye to the Triborough Bridge. On Wednesday, the venerable span, which connects, well, three boroughs, will be renamed the RFK Bridge. The change comes this year to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Robert Kennedy's assassination. All signs on all approaches to the bridge will be changed. With me now is Kerry Kennedy, daughter of the legendary U.S. Attorney General and Senator from New York, assassinated in 68 as he ran for president. Kerry Kennedy also has a current book, Being Catholic Now, for which he interviewed Catholics in public life from Nancy Pelosi to Bill O'Reilly to Bill Religulous Marr. Kerry Kennedy, thanks so much for coming on. Welcome to WNYC.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Now, before we get to the bridge, you know Obama won the Catholic vote, something that Catholic John Kerry failed to do. As an Obama supporter and with your interest in this topic, were you very moved by that?
I was very moved by it. I campaigned a lot for Senator Obama in particularly Catholic areas. And I think, you know, his message of hope, of a vision of America, of a place that's known for compassion and justice really resonated with the social justice message of the Catholic Church.
Is there also change in the community? Or, you know, was it that the economy trumps the abortion issue? Is it that more and more are Latino who are disinclined to vote Republican? Where would you start?
You know, I think that those are all elements of it. And I think that the abortion issue has become more complex as people have more information about it, about the fact that the abortion rate decreased by 30% under President Clinton and increased by 14.2% under Reagan Bush because of the lack of social policies that that the Republicans were willing to implement for people who are struggling with these issues. So I think that made a big difference as well.
Is there anything you think President Obama needs to do to reach out to Catholic voters, or is that not the way to approach governing?
No, I think that he needs to reach out to all the constituencies and all the people. You know, it's interesting. This moment in our history reminds me a lot of September 12th. It's a time when America wants to pull together and wants to be challenged and has a tremendous sense of duty to our country. And internationally, when the entire world is looking to us and hoping for a change. And I think that he is in a great position to take advantage of this unique moment in time and create more justice.
You know, he also doubled the white evangelical vote for white evangelicals under 45 compared to Kerry, from about 14 to 28%. Now, that's still much smaller than his Catholic vote. But do you see white Catholics and white evangelicals having very similar political profiles in terms of the issues they vote on?
You know, not necessarily. I think across the board, Catholic voters vote the way most of America votes. Their primary concerns are the economy, of ensuring that their taxes will not be increased, and making sure that there's health care for themselves, their children, and their parents. And I think that those are all issues that Senator Obama trumped the Republicans on, because the Republicans have done such a terrible job on all three issues.
Kerry Kennedy, my guest on WNYC. All right, to the bridge. Now, honestly, judging from the calls we've gotten on this and are already getting now and emails and stuff, many New Yorkers, though we revere Robert Kennedy as an American hero, are being caught by surprise on this one. And some are asking, A, why the Triborough Bridge with its wonderfully unique New York name? And why spend $4 million on this, which is the number I've seen reported, when the MTA could use the money, and that maybe your father would have, more respected the money going to something like that?
Yeah, no, I think that those are good points. I mean, on the name, I think the name is very appropriate for my father, who spent so much of his time really bridging divides between black and white, rich and poor, young and old, in New York, between Wall Street and Bedford-Stuyvesant, and really upstate and downstate. And that's why this is so exciting to all of my family, because Robert Kennedy worked so hard on, particularly on these issues, and this bridge symbolizes that. On the financial side, I agree that we're in an economic crunch right now, nobody is saying that all those signs throughout the state have to be changed overnight. The traffic department has a budget. They will spread these things out over the period of time when they feel that it's appropriate for them to change the signs, and that is the major expense.
And Tom in Manhattan has a related question. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I just want to comment that, whatever the merits of the name change, it isn't going to work, because New Yorkers don't do that. And, it's like 6th Avenue and the West Side Drive.
Well, sometimes they work. JFK Airport, after it was Idlewild, I think we're all driving the Jackie Robinson Expressway now. So it often works, but it's true, Avenue of the Americas didn't take. Are you ready for some driver rebellion, New Yorker rebellion here, Kerry Kennedy?
Well, I think, one of the challenges with Avenue of the Americas is 6th Avenue is that it also kept the old name, which was 6th Avenue, and that's not going to be the case with the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge. It will simply be the Robert F. Kennedy Bridge, not the RFK Triborough, et cetera. So I think that will obviate part of that problem. But, one of my favorite quotes from Robert Kennedy is, everyone loves change, everyone loves progress, but change is its motivator and change has its enemies. So, I think that we're all somewhat resistant to changes, but that this is going to be a good one, and particularly in light of the changes that are happening around our nation now with the last election, that people are really looking for hope. And my dad used to end his speeches with, some men see things as they are and say, why? I dream things that never were and say, why not? And it's time in our country to say why not and to dream things again. And I think that's what this bridge will be about.
There is still a Robert Kennedy Human Rights Initiative, isn't there?
Absolutely. The Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights works both domestically and internationally with people who are the Martin Luther Kings and Elizabeth Cady Stantons of their countries, people who are on the cutting edge of social change. And we develop programs with them to increase their capacity on the ground. These are, in the past, they've been solidarity workers in Poland or anti-apartheid leaders in South Africa. And more recently, we're working with a doctor who started the Center for Victims of Torture in Darfur. Last week, we gave the RFK Human Rights Award to a woman human rights leader from Western Sahara. Her country, her nation has been taken over by Morocco illegally, and she's working on that.
We've been asking on our website today, what other New York landmarks would people rename and for who? Someone writes, I think we should rename the Williamsburg Bridge after author and raconteur and former resident of the Berg, Henry Miller. Someone else writes, I would rename the Pelham Bay Park after that forgotten American patriot, founding father, revolutionary soldier, and New York State resident, Tom Paine. So everybody wants to name something after somebody. In our last minute, Kerry Kennedy, what do you think of this moment in American life? One of the most inspiring moments in American history, electing Barack Obama president, regardless of your politics, and at the same time, one of the most fearful with the economy threatening to collapse. What do you think? What do you feel as you breathe the air this Thanksgiving season 2008?
You know, I think that, as always, with disaster, there's opportunity. And I think so much now of the great poem by Langston Hughes, "Let America Be America Again, the land that never has been yet and yet must be, the land where everyone is free." And I think that we have a chance now to make America America again for the very first time.
Carrie Kennedy reading Langston Hughes, or reciting from memory. So in our last minute, your Uncle Ted is also an American hero to many of our listeners, and I've heard reports that he'll be back in the Senate full of fight on health care reform come January. Can you give us an update on how he's doing?
That is his plan, and we're all looking forward to it. And I think no one more so than President-elect Obama, because he's going to be a great ally in the Senate, and we need Teddy there.
Ally, or is he going to try to push major health reform faster than Obama might want to do it in this economy?
I think that they would both look at each other as great allies, as they have been throughout the campaign.
20 seconds. I still think my listeners are generally opposed to this renaming, but what will the ceremony be like on Wednesday?
Well, I think it's going to be quite moving. There's Governor Patterson, Mayor Bloomberg, former President Clinton, and then my brother Bobby, and a few others are going to speak about who Robert Kennedy was and why this is so meaningful and needed at this point in our history. So I think it'll be a wonderful event. And don't forget the RFK Bridge. You can take the RFK to JFK.
Carrie Kennedy, her father Robert Kennedy. She's also the author of Being Catholic Now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nuala McGovern produced this program with Jody Avergan, Nadia Zonis, and Paige Cowart. That's Mrs. Debbie Fountain at the audio.